SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The families of the hostages taken by the terrorist group Hamas are sounding some alarm about Israel's plans for Gaza.
I'm here in Hostages Square in Tel Aviv, where families, friends, and supporters of the hostages come regularly to rally for them and keep their plight front and center in the eyes of the government. But right now, families are saying that they are extremely worried about the fate of their loved ones. And that is because Israel has said that it is going to take control of Gaza City. It is going to escalate this 22-month war. And a lot of families say they're concerned that their relatives are going to be able to come out alive. There's 50 hostages in Gaza. About 20 are believed to still be alive.
Correspondent Sam Mednick reporting from Tel Aviv. In the final part of our special series on dangers posed to children nationwide by pending legislation in the California State Assembly, constitutional lawyer Nicole Pearson says if AB 495 passes later this month, any child in California, even one visiting on vacation, could be endangered. That's because anyone could simply download an online form and declare themselves your child's legal guardian.
California is a sanctuary state, so if a child is brought to this state, then California, Gavin Newsom and his cronies have already declared war on parents and parental rights. So even if you live in Texas, even if you live in Tennessee, the courts, law enforcement are not going to cooperate with the lawful orders and laws and rules of your conservative state.
A rally is slated to oppose AB 495 at the California State Capitol in Sacramento on August 19th. On Wall Street, the Dow and the Nasdaq up by 207 points. This is SRN News. Some new findings about Americans who attend church, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The poll was conducted by the Hartford Institute for Religion Research, and it reveals that while most congregations offer online services, only about one in four people who regularly attend take advantage of that service. Everybody else seems to want to be there in person. The report also indicates that volunteering and giving have rebounded since the days of the pandemic, with 50% of churchgoers volunteering their time and talents at least once a month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing network of madrasas, Islamic religious schools, are filling the gaps in Afghanistan's fractured education system. While public schools still operate in the country, their reach has been weakened by limited resources, teacher shortages, and decades of conflict. In response, many families now turn to madrasas, which critics say are radicalizing a whole generation of Afghanistan's young men. This is SRN News. The Trump administration wins an appeal in the high-profile case over immigrant deportations.
A split appeals court panel has tossed out a judge's contempt finding against President Trump's administration in a case over deportations to an El Salvador prison. The decision comes after planes carrying Venezuelan migrants landed at the prison, even after U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said in court that they must return to the United States.
That's correspondent John Scott. The administration denied any violation of the judge's order. On social media, Attorney General Pam Bondi called the ruling a major victory. A beloved tourist attraction in western North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains will be demolished starting later this month. The Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene last year. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.